Under Armour CEO pushes back against Trump over Baltimore criticism. By Warner Todd Houston on July 29, 2019. Kevin Plank, CEO of sportswear giant Under Armour, criticized President Donald Trump over his recent tweets pointing out the many failings of Representative Elijah Cummings and the failed leadership of the city of Baltimore. Plank posted a commercial on Instagram featuring images of Baltimore and its residents. The one-minute spot is part of Under Armour's 2017 We Will campaign pushing the message that sports can unite and inspire people, according to the Washington Examiner. Plank added a caption reading, "On behalf of the thousands of UA teammates who proudly call Baltimore home. Work to be done, but we are of this city and for this city. Imagine what we are capable of, what we can do when we set our minds to it. What incredible things we can accomplish," a narrator says in the commercial. "We grew up in this city, made our name in this city. But there's more we can do," the narrator continues before ending the spot saying, "Imagine what happens when we deist, we will." Plank did not mention President Trump in his post, nor does the commercial mention Trump. But the Instagram post comes on the heels of several days of left-wing attackers calling the president a racist for daring to point out the failures of Baltimore's leadership. On Monday, the president stuck to his guns and continued to criticize the failures of the Democrats running Baltimore. Baltimore, under the leadership of Elijah Cummings, has the worst crime statistics in the nation. 25 years of all talk, no action. So tired of listening to the same old bull. Next, Reverend Al will show up to complain and protest. Nothing will get done for the people in need. Sad. The president tweeted on Monday. Plank's tweet is another example of his effort to distance himself from the president and his supporters. Plank made a big show of resigning from the president's American Manufacturing Council in August of 2017. Under Armour has been headquartered in Baltimore for 20 years and employs 1,900 workers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.